And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place. Thou and the ark of thy strength, let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness.
Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints, yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his act, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I will praise thee for ever, because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom for ever, even for ever and ever. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had slept arose, and came up. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive.
Which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them.
To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he that searcheth the hearts and knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, call to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. All the saints salute you. The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household, saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have to all the saints, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day, reported of for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.